Well, it has been a very busy month for Catholic Community Services of Lane County as their work continues to serve folks in the Eugene-Springfield area. To give us an update on all of their activities is the Development Director for CCS of Lane County, Stephanie Roybal. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you today?
Good morning, David. I'm great.
Well, thanks for joining us. I know I got some nice information from you a couple days ago, and I always appreciate that because I know you folks are busy at your organization, and you just do some great work there, and we really appreciate that. And one of the things that I noticed, and I got this is going to be a big deal for you guys because I know you had to put it on hold, and that is the return of your people coming into your organizations and your in-person tour. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we were able to gradually open our doors to clients, and now we are able to gradually open our doors to more volunteers and to supporters. And so we are bringing back our Help and Hope Hour tours next month to be in person. So we are done with virtual for a while.
That's well, great, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be able to bring people into the building. They'll be able to tour the pantry, the clothing room, see what we do with Oasis. And in the meantime, hear inspiring stories from staff and volunteers and clients about the work that we do.
You know, and that was the thing that really struck me, too, when I was taking a look at the information that you sent me, is that ability to hear some of the stories from the folks that you serve. Because we've had a couple on the air in the past, and they're such heartfelt stories, not only to hear how Catholic Community Services of Lane County helped change their lives, but just what the organization means in the community, because there's a great history there.
Yeah, we've been here for 69 years. Next year will be our 70th year.
Wow.
And, you know, one of the things I'm most proud about is, you know, so many times people have an idea of what our clients look like. They have an idea of how our clients got to be where they are. And so many of the people that we help are just like you and me. They've had a rough year. Things happen. Just the other day, we got a story from an organization in town that has a large employee base, and mm-hmm. one of their employees was, you know, falling on hard times because of COVID, and they came to CCS and got help, and they were able to keep their home, keep their electricity bill on, and you know, operate as usual, and still continue to contribute to the community. And none of their coworkers knew, you know, right. It was something they were able to just do and get help, and so it isn't always what you think. And I'm very proud to be part of an organization that keeps people in their homes, keeps people fed, and keeps people at their best.
So true. Stephanie Roybal, she is the Development Director at Catholic Community Services of Lane County, serving the Eugene-Springfield area. I love what you say there, Stephanie, because it reminds me of, and I've said this before, one of the sayings that my parents used to impart on me, and that is, "For the grace of God, there go I." Mm-hmm. And when you think about that during the pandemic and the number of people that had been affected by the pandemic, and again, you just never know.
You really don't. No.
And so with your Help and Hope tour, starting the Help and Hope Hour, how can people do that? Do you sign up? How can you get involved?
Yeah, so we still have our website up that we had for RSVPing to the virtual tours. They can still RSVP to the in-person tours at our website, ccslc.org, and they can just click on the RSVP button. We are limiting the next couple of months, we're limiting it to 10 guests, so spaces will fill up quickly. And you can see the dates on our website, but I'll just quickly give them to you. Mm-hmm. It's July 21st at 5 p.m. in Springfield, August 20th at 12 p.m. in Springfield, and August 25th at 5 p.m. in Eugene. We have two locations, so it's an opportunity to see either building and see what we do.
Do you provide the same services at each location?
Very similarly, yes. Food at both locations, hygiene products at both locations. Energy assistance is now happening over the phone and over the internet, so that location doesn't make a difference. Oasis is specifically Springfield,
mm-hmm.
But most of our services are the same at both.
Excellent. And then you mentioned hygiene, and that's great because I know you are still continuing your hygiene drive. I know about a week and a half to go with that.
We are officially ending it at the end of June, but there are a couple of organizations that are hanging on through July, and that's okay. But we have about 15 organizations that have jumped on board during this drive and quite a few individuals that have gotten really creative with some donations. We've had our website up with drop sites where people can drop off their hygiene products like shampoo or soap. We did a quick total yesterday. So far, about $3,000 worth of products have come in so far. So those are products that we're going to turn around and give away free of charge in our service centers. And with, 10 or so days to go, I'm pretty sure that number is going to increase as the organizations call us up and say, come pick up our barrels.
Right.
So I'm excited to see what the turnout's going to be.
Oh, that's great. Stephanie Roybal, she's the development director at Catholic Community Services of Lane County. Finally, Stephanie, if folks want to make a donation or a pledge to your organization, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can call us at 541-345-3628 and press the for the development office, or they can visit our website at ccslc.org and click on donate.
Perfect. Stephanie Roybal, Development Director, Catholic Community Services of Lane County. Stephanie, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it, and thanks for all the good work that you do.
Oh, thanks for your support, and thanks to all the listeners who helped make the mission happen.
All right. Well, God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you.